Easter is 1 week away, and there are a lot of festivities going on around the area. Joining us is Kimberly Graves from the Milwaukee County Zoo. And Kim, this week you've got the annual Egg Day event that's going to be on Saturday. Tell us all about it.
Oh, Egg Day. It's a classic zoo event. We've been holding it for nearly 40 years, traditionally held the day before Easter. We want all of our families and our little zoo goers to come on out and enjoy the springtime activities with many egg-themed activities for the kiddos as well as the animals.
You mentioned that the animals are going to have some fun for Egg Day. Explain what that means.
Well, we are doing a number of animal enrichment demonstrations with our pigs, our big cats, elephants, and more. And this is where they receive some egg-themed special enrichment treats, provide a little variety in their diet, get them participating in the day, and just some extra stimulation that it's just really fun to watch them explore, break out, you know, whether it's a paper mache egg. It's just a really fun opportunity.
You mentioned elephants. How do they interact with some of these egg-themed enrichment items?
They like to push them around using their feet, their trunk. They'll use the trunk to get into the eggs, to pull out the items, and just in general, investigate. And it's just something new in their habitat, something new and different that they're just really curious about. You can come and see them investigating and playing around with it.
I understand there's also going to be an egg hunt going on Saturday.
There will. Probably not the traditional egg hunt that people are thinking of. It's more of a scavenger hunt, but we will hang eggs throughout zoo grounds and pick out all of the ones that you can see, mark them down on your card, and then you'll get a special prize if you're able to find them all.
Ooh, that sounds like fun. And then there's a bunny parade. Now, are these real bunnies or are these oversized Easter bunnies that are participating?
You are correct. It is an oversized Easter bunny. We do the parade three times, so no matter when you're here, you're most likely to see it. Three rounds around the zoo. We're throwing candy and special treats to all the kiddos. So it's really fun and is a staple of Egg Day.
Okay, now I know a couple weeks ago there were some backups with traffic on a free zoo day. Do you anticipate any problems getting in and out of the zoo today?
We hope not. If it's a well-attended event, it can get a little crowded, so we would encourage people, if you want to park on zoo grounds, but maybe park a few blocks away and make the trek in, that might make it a little more convenient for you. Our crowd usually depends on the weather, so if it's a nicer day, we are expecting more people, so I would just plan ahead. Bring some snacks. Hopefully there won't be too long of a line to get in, and it will definitely be worth the wait.
Kimberly Graves from the Milwaukee County Zoo, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.